Welcome to the Appliance Educator Podcast, presented by Z-Line Kitchen and Bath, attainable luxury designed in Lake Tahoe. Today we welcome back Appliance brother Matt, who recently had the privilege of competing in the Z-Line Chef Challenge against Chef Mark Esty. Welcome back to the Appliance Educator Podcast. We have a super fun episode lined up today. I'm joined with our two appliance educators, Grunk and Grime themselves. Nick's here joining us. Nick, how you doing today? Great. Maddie, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Awesome. We're also joined by a very special guest, someone close to the crew on the podcast here, Chef Mark Esty. Mark, thanks for joining us.
I'm so honored to be in the room here. And Nick, thanks for the silent thumbs up. There's a podcast on. We can't hear you. So.
Yeah, exactly. But we can confirm he did raise his thumb.
He did give thumbs up.
Yes. So guys, we got something really fun planned today. Our very own appliance educator, Matt, actually participated in the Z-Line Chef Challenge recently against our local resident culinary luminary, I think is the term I like to use for Mark. And they had pretty much a kitchen battle. And so we're going to do something really fun today. We're actually going to give you guys the exclusive behind-the-scenes commentary as we do a watch-through on the Chef Challenge. So all sorts of fun tidbits. You can go check out the Chef Challenge. It's going to be on the Z-Line Kitchen and Bath YouTube page. But all the great little tidbits and the extra behind-the-scenes and thoughts and emotions are all going to be shared here on the podcast today. So without further ado, I think we're going to get right into it, guys, and just you know, share everything you were thinking and feeling as the magic unfolded before the camera.
Welcome to the Z-Line Chef Challenge. Today, we're in the beautiful Z-Line Kitchen Studio, where our competitors will be preparing the classic American dish, and one will come out on top as the Z-Line Chef Challenge champion.
Yeah, and they really call that doing your best when you don't have a script.
You did really good, dude. Wait, how are we supposed to beat that is the question.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. This is your first time seeing it too, Mark, right?
Yeah, this is the first I've seen it. I was doing it when I was kind of half asleep, so it was pretty cool to actually be watching it.
Introducing our first competitor is Matthew Biondi. You might recognize him from the Appliance Educator YouTube channel.
I'm so nervous.
As well as Z-Line installation product support videos.
I was like, what
Matthew
the hell
did he get himself into?
You look, Matt, you look like
Matt,
a chef.
Great to have you here. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
A chef. Posing figure. Posing figure.
Pretty good.
The beard and the chef come help, I
think.
The beard
and
the
chef. A little excited. Just stoked to be
and that
here.
Hair.
How'd you end up here?
It's a great, great question. I love home food. I love cooking. And I think my mouth might
have
ran
home food
too much.
I'm just saying words.
One thing led to another, and here I am.
What are you feeling at this point, Matt? When it's like
well,
actually
good luck out there today. Sounds
oh, I'm just like oh, I'm like actually in it right now. This is like I can't turn around and go back. Like I gotta show up.
It's you're like this sounded good after a few whiskeys in the whiskey den.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but now we're here and I was like, oh.
Chef Mark Esty. Not only is he a luminary in the Reno Tahoe luminary, but also a Z-Line brand ambassador. Mark believes in locally sourced quality ingredients and building a community around delicious and healthy food. Welcome, Chef.
Hey, thanks for having me, Drew. Appreciate it. Really excited to be here.
What do you got planned for today?
I don't know. I want to see what these ingredients are. We're going to have a great time. Matt is a wonderful guy with even better hair. I'm looking forward to
that.
Excellent,
Chef. Appreciate
good
luck today.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you, at that time, I'm nervous because I got nothing. Matt's got nothing to lose. I got everything on the line there. So if he beats me, I mean, I'm probably going to be,
introducing our panel.
God knows what my job's going
to
be at that point.
I pretty much have nothing to lose and you have like nothing to gain.
CMO,
I'm just going for the admiration of Galen.
As we all are.
Yeah.
Welcome, Galen.
Thank you, Drew.
Our next judge on the panel is Britt Johnson. She's the executive director of Z-Line Kitchen.
Really the Padme Lakshmi of our production.
Do you remember what you said?
She's a badass.
At this moment, when we were in the kitchen, what you said here? You're like, talk about a rose between two thorns.
Yeah. Michael Tragash.
Oh, if anyone, if you needed someone to professionally judge something, Britt is my pick.
From this, Tragash is a great guy. Tragash knows
right,
food.
Judges,
he tells like it. He's not afraid to tell me to go shove it. So I was like a little bit nervous because I was thinking to myself, well, Galen's my boy. And Britt was going to go either way. She was going to tell the truth. And then Tragash was going to rip me up if he had the chance.
Drew,
that was my
thought.
And you cross paths
first.
Oh, we've known each other for 20 years. He talked about.
Excellent.
He talked a little bit about how we met each other.
I see a couple of beautiful pieces of meat in that kitchen. And
oh,
I want to see what these chefs are gonna do with them.
He's having some fun.
For today's competition, our two competitors will be making the classic American meal. salad, steak, and potatoes.
I was just so glad I didn't wreck all that stuff pulling that sheet.
Did good, man.
They will have 30 minutes to have their salad course prepared, and in the full 60 minutes, they'll need to plate their dinner for our judges.
Some classic steak and potatoes. Classic salad, steak and potatoes. At this point, I started to say, what's your dish going to be? What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking, what the hell am I doing here?
No, you knew, because now, you know, looking back on it now, you're like, you had your first dish planned.
I did, yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm
going to do. It was kind of, you came out strong.
Yeah.
You kind of woke the beast.
I should have written it all down, because I focused so much on that first dish that I neglected.
Yeah, you just were thinking, you were doing the sprint, and you forgot it was a marathon.
Yep.
No, I saw Mark dive in and take some notes, too.
He's planning. Looking back on this, too, like, yeah, you started on your entree, and you're writing down notes to kind of come up with a plan, which is so smart.
And so, you know, one, I've done this for, I do this for a living. And right. You did a great job. And when I saw you moving and I saw that coming together, I started to move a little bit more and I started to pull a little bit more out of the old two bag of tricks. You know?
Throughout the last couple of years, and it earned him a spot in this kitchen today. And I'm excited to see what they can do in this Z-Line kitchen.
Just Michael seems so ready for this. His comments are like an Iron Chef.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, whoa. This is not his first time.
I mean, he eats professionally, right? With Yelp.
Exactly.
I'm not a chef, so I have to focus on everything I do. Every cut I make.
Yeah, I was really quiet because I was like, I want a banter, but I'm just like, I want to make sure I don't cut myself and make sure I make good food.
Oh, I could definitely feel the energy of like I'm bothering you both when I was trying to jump in and talk to you.
The court has shown the capers.
So now I'm listening to you, so you know, listening to what he's doing, I'm like, oh, he's making a tartare. A carrot tartare. This looks like a plant.
It's almost redundant, too. Closing rate? Because carrots are already raw.
No, it's good. It was a good dish.
They're basically making a tartare, but using carrots instead of ground beef.
Oh, delicious.
So
and then we're going to
do carrots as a layer. I'm going to do avocado as a base.
Well, I was going to do. Yeah. I was going to do like a version of steak freeze, but I was going to do crisscross fries.
We were talking about these. Crisscross fries. Gotta get a little mandolin for that. I'm gonna get you one for a birthday present.
Awesome. When's your birthday?
March 28th.
Oh, perfect.
I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Not a boil.
Make long walks on the beach.
To make it edible as a raw egg.
Great tip for our chefs at home. Yeah, and so you're going to be bringing a couple.
I mean, I got to tell you, the one thing that kitchen looks so good in this, you know, this it's not necessarily set up for this. The way the equipment works, the way the team put it together. It's actually quite comfortable to work in.
It was, yeah.
You know,
God, I look good. I got a little tan going there.
You do.
I was working outside.
I here am going to
look at. See, there's my notes.
You are.
I was wearing my orange glasses.
I'm going to try to really. I really take the challenge.
Yeah, you have your red ones on.
It was on brand.
So I'm going to have an egg on there. I'm going to have some roasted peppers and roasted carrots. I'm going to make a little carrot top garnish. We need some lettuce because it is a salad.
Look at you. He's looking at me like, what the Christ is he talking?
No, I'm like, oh, this dude's about to walk me through the whole menu right now.
He's like, I'm going to cut this shallot up.
I was just like, I'm so screwed.
Yeah, Matt's chopping an onion. Like, what?
I'm like, I should have said, Drew, this is going to be a test. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, little demigloss. I didn't have any coffee.
Sounds like you're ready, chef.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man. It's good work.
Did you catch all that, Beyondy?
Yeah, I'm just like, I said a lot of things I don't know.
I already got shit coming out of the oven. I'm cooking away. He's chopping the onion.
I got like busy.
I just fucking chop so good.
Fantastic, chef. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Based on all these cameras too, you're talking about the kitchen. Like that's some of the most planning we had to do for this. Is just like how are we going to shoot? Yeah. Like how are we going to stage all?
Yeah,
this?
The team did amazing. I think I took a bathroom break at that point.
You're like, I'm ahead. I got a few minutes to burn.
I was thinking to myself, too, is use nice. One of the things I learned in these challenges is to use as many ingredients as you can.
Yeah.
Sometimes judges really get a lot of that. And plus, I like the challenge.
Because you're on Chopped, right?
You need 30 minutes.
No. Guys Grocery Games.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
How would you rate the two experiences? Our setup versus.
Z-Line blows it away.
He's back. Are you just saying that?
No.
Carrots going in the bowl. Oh, look at that.
I did win 20K on the
guys. Put a little shallot and some crunch in there. And
it was fun.
I didn't see the egg go in yet, maybe.
But this kitchen does look really nice. It was fun to work in, too. There's enough space. I felt bad having the RA60 because I'm not. There's no way I can use every burner on this.
Nobody's getting salmonella on my watch.
Yeah, it's really important for us.
You were going to get, like, 10 pans going?
Yeah, just boiling water.
And butter. Yeah,
thanks for that. Thanks for that. 15 minutes, chef. 15 minutes until your salads are to be plated.
Thank you.
All right, Matt,
yeah, like looking at your station versus mine, you can tell I'm like, I love to cook, but I was like, I'm not trained.
So we have 15 minutes left. I think I'll be wrapping up just in time.
That's right there. I would have put that through knife through my hand. You know, like sometimes you're gonna be careful. Avocado.
Yeah. And just really getting the shape down and plating it right is what I have to worry about now. So.
If there's anything I can do right, it's cutting an avocado.
Yeah. Mark's about halfway through the first round. How are you feeling?
Oh, I love this over here. I'm really enjoying working with Matt. He's a professional over there.
I'm just being quiet, trying
really
to keep
busy. Really excited. I've worked with him a few times when he's behind the camera, and I have to say, he's pretty darn good in front of the camera too. In essence,
oh, look at that, see?
He's taking on this challenge.
Yeah. No, he's a classy competitor. In.
Yeah, very classy.
He's always building you up. Yep.
He's here to kind of show off. I understand that this is a dish he would make for a date, and he's single right now. So if anyone out there is looking for a date, Matt is 100%.
I mean,
available.
Michael looked kind of excited.
Michael didn't look excited. A little too much.
You know, doogable thing, right?
He's excited about those pieces of meat.
I know it's your ass.
He was.
Sorry, I'm taking it.
You heard Matt was saying.
Otherwise, we are.
The hair I got.
Yeah, and it looks like you got multiple burners going right away, and you're kind of diving into everything. So.
This is how we do it, really. So
this music in the background, just in my hair, is this the thing?
Things going on, grilling up the lettuce.
Was that music for the show?
No, that's all.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
I'm looking at the second course right now, so I'm already on my.
Yeah, so here's what we can kind of see. Mark's like, I'm looking at round two. Pretty much, I got my salad.
Well, I'll lead you to it. Good luck. Thank you, sir. All right, judges, we've seen quite a bit of action going on. Anything
I'm just
going
to use every minute I can to make this salad.
I'm just seeing Mark move and groove, and I see Matt work on
this
smart
car. And he's like, oh, this is another thing?
We did not know that you could do that with a vegetable, but I guess it's an interesting choice.
What I want to do next time is like actually blacken a few carrots and then throw them into the. So you have a couple raw, so blackened. Adds that umami flavor to it.
I think that'd be great.
Anything you're seeing over there?
I'm seeing Mark doing a lot more than Matt.
Yeah.
So I'm. Okay. But I'm rooting for the underdog here.
Yeah.
They put a little
rooting for Matt.
Powder in there.
Excellent, excellent. Michael, anything you're picking up on in the kitchen today?
You know, I actually think Mark's playing it pretty safe. He's staying the course, and he's sticking to some classics, and Matt's stepping out of bounds. And I'm excited to see what comes
did
over.
It? Yeah.
I was like,
I'm just trying to make a commentary for a podcast.
No.
I'll show you safe course.
That's right. No, that's how I felt when Matt was even talking through his plan. I'm like, it's ambitious, like what you're looking at here, but. You know, he said he's got a high closing rate with that dish.
I forgot to put the egg in, I think, right there. Because they said the mold didn't fit. I forgot a step. I had to go back and, like, add something, an ingredient.
Don't neglect the plating, guys.
It's interesting watching how they move, right? It's like seeing how Mark is navigating the kitchen, navigating the recipes, systematic.
True.
Seems like Maddie's like, oh, I don't want to forget this.
Galen's like,
Galen's just taking veiled shots at you. Like,
would you mind someone in there? Someone
I mean, it's kind of one of those cases where you're like, hey, your hair looks really good without having to say your hair's bad, you know, to me.
It's my sauce.
Oh, that was next level. Do you see that move?
He's a fan.
Yeah, well, he's like he's our goddamn chef. He better win.
Yeah.
There was almost a salt day moment in there.
Can't steal. He's already.
Well, Mark's got that technique. He's got his four plates out. He's already kind of composing. Yeah.
Look what he's doing with this.
I like that.
Wow.
What's our time?
Are we gonna get a dramatic countdown?
We're looking at feeling a little close, and I'm wondering.
Britt was born to be a judge.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. He's moving faster and faster.
Can you imagine if you had to go in front of her?
Now let's see. I want to just let's see if we can see. I forgot a potato here. My eggs.
Oh yeah. Let's look.
Or was I sabotaged?
Can you make it full screen?
Fish comes from the form of the anchovy, so it's potatoes and olives, and have to say a perfectly cooked egg in a really fly scenario.
That egg is so sweet.
Boiled eggs there. Yeah.
I think that front right one is missing.
Maybe it was the one that was gonna be photographed.
I think
and then that
I
got served.
That,
yeah.
This is what makes
no,
the
no,
best.
No, no, no.
What
about my fault? Front right has no potato at this point.
He's able to connect.
Ooh, you have eyes on.
Oh,
the way that you can see.
Because
even look at the composition on your plate, chef. You can see there. You have like a plan.
Someone calls that safe.
Right. I think the opposite is true. I was playing it safe.
Right?
You're going.
Well, you cook the dish you used to.
Yeah.
Seal the deal.
Penny dropper.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the rock for his. Yeah.
It's coming down to there.
Yeah. Dre's done a phenomenal job with this. This version isn't completely done, but good work, man.
What did you do, fry up something?
1 minute.
Okay.
Crispy?
The top of the carrots. I threw them
back
some oil.
Is that a new thing you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you heard me say crispy carrot tops.
Yeah, I think so.
I saw you.
It's good.
All right.
Turn me that back around.
We're going to get to our final few seconds in the first round.
You adjusted. You made something
Matt's
new.
Matt's preparing his last dish.
And then after that, it gave me the idea of like blacking a carrot.
Coming to the countdown, we've got
10. Try to mix that in there. Add more of that flavor.
9.
Oh, big time.
Ooh.
7. The drama moment.
I almost picked it up and just reused it.
The home chef style.
One wipe clean. Two wipes.
I just use my fingers, wipe it with my fingers, and then just go back in.
Just lick it.
Yeah.
COVID schmovid.
All right.
So here I've made a salad. It's a
I was just so stoked I got it right. We kept the shape. Egg worked out.
Tricolored carrots we had.
It was impressive, honestly, dude. Like, I've eaten a lot of your cooking before, but when did this come together? I was like, oh, no shit.
I think Britt should be wearing a hairnet.
Capers, anchovies, cornichon, salt, pepper, and a...
Just add commentary.
Yeah, that's good, Mark. We'll keep that in.
Yeah. Diced avocado, okay.
We'll probably isolate that and just send it to the audio.
What is this crispy top part?
Oh, those are the tops of the carrots. I cut the tops of the carrots and then fry them a little bit. Just to bring the carrot back around.
I wonder if he heard us.
He stood up. If you thought of Michael's yelp back when they say help.
Well done, chef. Please enjoy.
It's pretty, I will say.
It sure does have all of the hallmarks of a steak tartare.
It does.
There's no
really
Worcestershire in it.
The anchovy and Worcestershire. It's a little overpowering.
I taste mustard.
But I did overseason it because I tasted it and I think I put more salt and then didn't taste it again. And
did you have cornichons, capers?
Capers.
Yep,
cornichons.
A bit
lemon juice?
I did. I could put more lemon juice to kind of cut back, I think, on that salt.
If you overspiced it. Because Matty's hallmark is just like really even spices, not too salty. I think he did.
I was impressed with it, honestly. Tasting the dish, I was like, this is really good.
It was pretty easy to make. I took my time with it, for sure. Half an hour.
I mean, that's a classic steakhouse salad, right?
Try to navigate one of those.
I didn't have a ring mold. So I used a measuring cup. I bent the handle back.
It's a slight char. It's like we were talking about with the carrots. It's a little too sweet, a little too bright. Play it down a little bit.
Then hearing, Michael said that note about it being more balanced with that crispy top.
If you get everything together.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's salty if you just have one part, but you put it all together and get the perfect bite.
Don't let him hear me say that.
Which gives me the idea.
Michael's right there balancing Galen.
More than I was anticipating when he clearly described this dish.
Right, here you are, sir. All right, judges,
steamed judges. Your plate,
we have here a
that
salad.
A pretty good salad.
Just a little take
made.
On a classic Niçoise salad. So we have some olives, some potatoes in there, which are part of the dish today.
When I made it before in private. I think it tasted better than when I made it out there. Because I just overseasoned it. I was like, I don't want to underseason it. I just put a lot more salt in it.
Do you think it was just the pressure?
A little bit of cooked down. I think so.
Just trying to focus on some of the
different things. The salad look there. And a little avocado puree with extra virgin olive oil. Tie it together, a little salt on top, hope you enjoy the nicely cooked local egg.
Yeah, I love cooking at home because it's just more relaxing.
We like to try to
looking for his potatoes.
Salad niçoise typically is made with tuna, green beans, but this is a little bit different take on it.
Thank you,
see, I kind of veiled shot you right there. I was kind of, this is a nice looking salad. It has greens and lettuce on it. An appetizer. We're doing an appetizer course because I could easily do an appetizer.
I kind of hold on together, so.
You know, the classic salad, beef tartare, salad.
Just classic. Who doesn't make that?
He's about to be like, hey. I'm not going to waste the judge's time by explaining what is and is not a salad.
Right?
Oh, here he is.
No, somehow.
Oh, so dramatic.
Oh, the face. The face reaction.
Britt is so stoked.
She is. Look at her. She's beaming.
Just keep her hair on her.
All right, judges, you've had a bite of each chef's food. What do you think so far? Any early front runners?
I think for presentation, I'm going to have to give it to Matt. Just a little bit more creative.
She's obviously been to your house
for
the salad.
Structure.
Excellent. So some of his bold choices paid off.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I just like that one.
What do you think after the first few bites?
That's good.
Well, honestly, Matthew's presentation really impressed me. I felt like it was a little oversalted, but a really impressive dish. What he did on top with
the carrots
was amazing.
I never did, actually.
But I'm not still with Mark.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what I really care
obviously,
about.
Yeah. Oh, where does she work? You tell me.
Oh, no, that's my ex-girlfriend.
Michael, thoughts after the first two dishes?
No, who works over at Pure Ground Ingredients.
That's right, yeah.
Creativity.
My friend's
and
one.
Again, staying in the lane of the classics, both excellent executions.
Yeah, my ex-wife was, she's French, and she, like, my,
did forget your potatoes.
Started dating her, she, like, showed me how to actually make food without, like, looking up recipes and stuff. I was never learned how to actually make food for myself.
Absolutely.
When I was like, when I moved out of my parents' house, I just used the Hungry Man meals.
To bring it on this next day.
Those terrible, like, $5 meals for food made last year.
Oh, this is a shot. Right, Matt,
you've got
right
about
here.
20 minutes left. How are things looking on your end?
Probably.
Oh, I like it.
Pretty good.
I like the blur into.
prepare them, put them in the oven. I got my steak. I'm actually.
What are you feeling now, Matt? That you kind of realize, like, okay, now I've got about.
He's got him on the ropes.
Start.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna, I was pretty confident with the steak. I love cooking steak, so yeah, I can cook the steak perfectly to how I want it. But the fries, I was a little worried about. I was like, I haven't done these under pressure. The Crisco fries. Like those, the accordion fries. I was gonna.
Well, and for like the tension we're trying to build with competition here too, like having you kind of get a leg up in round one is kind of a surprise. It was good. I think I think it brought the best out of Mark too.
Oh yeah. When we were plating these dishes, I put my little undercooked potatoes down and then put the meat and looked up at Mark and him just like a surgeon. And I was like, what am I doing?
No, when I looked over at Mark's station towards the end of this round and he's like, I could see, he's like composing like a taster's plate.
Yeah.
He's got several different things going
on. It was really impressive.
Really great, yeah.
I wanted to be a judge.
Well, I was nervous though. I was on the ropes. I had to come back.
You came back, the guns blazing.
Yeah, a haymaker punch.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might say that, but for me,
I just feel bad I didn't use more.
And this is where I had to take the screws to Mark a little bit and be like, so you saw what happened in round one, guy. Like,
Did you make some fondant potatoes, too?
I'm impressed by Matthew.
Those were?
I would not say I took them lightly, but I would say I'm very impressed.
Excellent. Well, I think we're ready to see that passion reflected in your final dish.
Right on.
Thanks, Chef.
Thank you.
So Mark used
some
of the Z-Line
good.
Wine.
That food.
Buzz that boy. So,
yeah, what were you
in
doing?
Those cooking, I made demi glace.
Okay.
And then I turned it into a holiday
that'll
sauce.
Be really nice. That's right. That beef.
So when you, and then I braised. Excuse me, I ended up using the wine. I used a quick braise for the. So really, you chop everything at the beginning.
A few more surprises left in store for you. Mark said he's working on a few different types of potatoes, and Matt's got a few surprises he wasn't ready to share. Are you guys excited to see anything in particular? Are you looking for anything? Yeah.
It's because I just want to say.
He's still figuring him out.
Yeah. I don't want to say, I'm just going to use steak and potatoes.
I got to make something else. Surprise.
I was more focused on the salad. I was like, I can do fries and steak like nobody's business.
You kept talking about, you're like, get ready to plate that. And I was like, how was that salad?
I think Mark might come out on top.
And Michael.
I definitely felt like less of a chef after this.
Really, really impressive. And I overheard that he's keeping it close to the best.
Yeah, like I'm listening to these guys talk and wax and wane about how awesome the thing was. I'm like, all right, mofo.
Yeah, because they're in here.
When I hear them say that, I have definitely felt imposter syndrome. I was like, I don't know about that.
You felt David syndrome.
Right. What?
The David syndrome. You take down. You're gonna take down the big guy. You're thinking to yourself, I got this.
Yeah, you did good the first one. You did pretty good, buddy.
I wasn't lying there. A little over my head.
Hey guys, Drew from the Appliance Educator Podcast here, and I just wanted to take a minute out to talk about our amazing sponsor, Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. You've heard the guests and the hosts talk about this amazing brand and all the attainable luxury that they create right here in the heart of Lake Tahoe, USA. From freestanding ranges to ventilation, dishwasher, and microwave, to everything you'll need to complete your next bathroom project, Z-Line Kitchen and Bath is bringing luxury into your next project.
On that back pan right there, Mark, is that your braise? Mushrooms and Let's wine? And
yeah, the back was the braise, I think at that point was in the oven.
Oh, okay.
And then I just did a couple of different potatoes. Those, I just shallots. Roasted shallots and onions, and those ended up going on the plate. So shallots and onions and garlic.
So good.
Then I had the steak with the potatoes were already cooked. This is a little move there. You see, I cooked it in a little bit of oil. Then I rested, and I'm making hollandaise right there. Then I rested the potatoes in. I rested the potatoes on the rested the steak on top of the potatoes. That's the braise right there. So I started right at the beginning. That was the wine.
The potatoes like soaking that flavor.
Huh?
The potatoes like soaking that flavor.
Yes.
I know.
It's
like,
in French, it's called a soco. If you know anyone who's French.
I don't.
Not anymore.
It's,
not anymore. Yeah.
It's a soco means base. So. So then I had that water going. What I'm doing there is I'm making a potato puree.
Okay.
So I had mashed potatoes, crispy potatoes.
I hear it.
Right. There's your steak. Yeah, nice steer right there.
12 minutes, chef. 12
did you do any basting at some point?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, Mark's nervous, honestly. I think he's nervous.
I think I tossed him in the oven for like a minute and a half. Pull him back out through buttering and some
shallot.
He really
some
has
mm-hmm.
stopped
some herbs.
He stopped talking. He stopped talking.
So I know
there's, like, there's the hollandaise going.
Yeah, coming up here, Britt mentioned she's like, oh, I love sauce. And it just made me wonder, did either of you change your menu based on anything the judges were saying?
I was going to make a sauce, but I was like, oh, I only have like half a minute left. Down, like, I was like, I can't dice everything up here.
No, I did. I was like, I have sauces planned. I'm like, good. I hope she likes sauce because I make a whole bunch.
Okay.
I But I did tell. I will tell you this move here. I grabbed that little blender because my sexy cabbage wasn't where I wanted it to be, so I pureed the cabbage.
Into the final stretch. How are you feeling about everything?
I'm feeling all right. Yeah, I had sweating. To pivot on my potatoes. Yeah,
me too.
You don't take, you never take it lightly, right? Whereas you drop a plate or you get a potato or overcook the steak.
I was going to try to do a take on like waffle fries.
Okay.
But given the time limit, there's no way I could have gotten that done. So I'm just doing
that's why I come behind you right there. I'm like, I got to puree this. Then I puree the potatoes too.
I should have thrown my fries in on the skillet instead of baking in the oven.
I got a lot of work to do. I really, really am impressed with Matt and his determination. I want to show good for the judges. I want to show good for my restaurants. I want to show good for my family.
You're just projecting.
You know, this is no joke. You know, every time he comes to cook.
I'm just kidding. I was impressed with what you were doing.
You play to win.
Just kept looking over there. I was like, God damn.
That's what we tried to do here. That was maybe Herm Edwards, one of the two.
That's a class act. You build your competition up. So when you best them, you look even better.
This is fun for me. I get to do this for
I learned a lot that day, Mark. Mostly had to be classy.
I hope we're talking about keep working on it. We're talking about I'll teach some people, do some teams, you know.
Yeah,
I want to take on a few people.
And whether win or lose, I've had a good time. So I want to put my good time in a plate right now. So I'm getting back to work.
Fantastic, thanks, Chef.
I'm basting my steak over there.
Yep. You see Mark working with the mise en place too. He's always got his next face set up and ready to go.
And like you can tell too, you're a professional. Like your station looked like it was ready to be cooked in at again. Mine looked like a tornado had like torn apart.
He's a good base.
Laser focused.
Mark's already. All right, 5 minutes left. What are you guys both thinking here? How is your confidence level?
I'm just like, I hope my stuff tastes good, but then I have my fries or else they're undercooked.
So this is by potato, steak, and potato. Two types of potatoes.
Yeah, they were all thinking it's a scallop.
Yeah.
Matt, I would advise you to get some plates out.
That is Bert right there. Hey, I see you potentially about to screw up. Let me set you straight. Yeah.
I do appreciate her saying that. She's like, get this guy plated. I actually didn't want to plate it because I was like, this is going to not turn out that well. Nobody.
I mean, that's looking picturesque, though, that plate. That's looking pretty good.
That's right there. I look up at his. I'm like, oh, my God. What have I done?
I have to have it on a meal. Look at that sauce, Marcus. You're putting on the plate.
Yeah, looking at your plates right now, my mouth is watering again. Like,
whatever it is.
Looks so good, Mark. That's what a
drizzle looks like. And really, the whole plate, like, eating some of this later and just, like, having all that flavor together is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That's what see a roasted onion, roasted garlic, little pieces, little demi.
And you put the cabbage like inside the shallot?
Just kind of sprinkle some on. It was just more like a foil. It's like a little acidity balance.
Okay.
Agadolce. I call it sexy red cabbage.
1 minute, Chef.
There's some beets in there. Cooked beets.
Okay, yeah, I thought there was
some. It's like a Bernays.
Color.
See, this is the extra touch. I saw Mark doing this where he's like, I'm not only plated, I've got this composition. I'm going to clean these up. They're presentation ready.
With the black plates, I just saw tons of fingerprints.
Online, I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. But from when I grabbed him and put him down, I was trying to wipe him off, and I was like, I can't.
Matt, what are you doing? You're
this is me not freaking out.
You're like, I want to make a sauce, yeah.
When she said ketchup, I was like, don't you dare put ketchup on this steak.
15 seconds, Chef.
I went for the win.
That's a shot.
She faced us all.
Yeah.
7.
Ketchup.
5.
You just were ready, Matt. You're like, I'm fate. It's in the
I accept my fate. Yeah.
I've
done all I can. I had to pivot from not knowing what I was going to do to.
All right. So you're plating your final dish here. What are you feeling?
So I just made a very
I just hope the steak is cooked the way I think it is and tastes really good. The fries are screwed.
I was going to make a sauce for the steak, but just ended up cutting it too close to time and couldn't finish it. Hopefully the steak is cooked to your liking.
Yeah, so we're still editing the audio in this part.
Done and as well to your liking. Thank you.
So we've got like a medium well.
Does that look well?
I can't see it.
Wait till you see it cut like here.
It looks, it's
we'll
pink.
We'll get the professional chef's opinion on the interior of this steak.
So I definitely see some pink in there. There's medium. Medium rare.
Really well.
It's seasoned really well. Mm-hmm. And it's a good cut of steak. It's like you put a little onion on that. You guys see a little onion on that?
What'd you dress those sticks with, Matt?
It's just the butter and the herbs. I did thyme, rosemary, and a little bit of sage. I threw that in with the butter and then just basted that.
So the sauce is an actual juice. It's just the natural juices. Mm-hmm. That's his sauce. He's going just...
That's how he should have presented his dish.
Yeah. When the plate landed, I was reminded of that steakhouse experience where you have to order all the sauces going for on the side. Like, the beef should stand on its own. And it kind of does. Well, I think you guys are right. Like, he would have presented it like, I don't think the meat needs sauce.
Mike ended up here where he was like, oh, steak frites. No, I was like, you know what? That's actually the way to frame this.
Dish.
I wish I'd said that. I was just like,
well, a little compound butter would have been nice on there. You know, think about steak frites would really be constantly compound butter, béarnaise, hollandaise, and or like a green peppercorn, black peppercorn sauce. But then fries, you want to actually make the fries, right? So you could make stovetop fries.
Yeah.
Or in the oven fries.
No. I've done it in the skillet. I don't know why I put them in the oven, because I was like, I'm just put in the oven and focus fries on meat. But there wasn't enough time. Because I boiled the potatoes first.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay, some Trey Gash. Here we go.
Thank you, Chef.
Steak and taters.
Yeah, look at that, all right, that plate.
Steam judges.
So good.
We have a little take on steak and potatoes for you here. So right in front of you at 6 o'clock, you have a...
So at this point, when you're describing it, like, what's on the plate, like a clock? I'm just like, why am I here? What did I do?
No, this is when I knew Mark was like, all right, gloves off. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Uppercutting, just jabbing.
Well, it could taste like shit. Right? It could taste like shit.
It could.
It did.
I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it would.
And then up top, the braised cap. Is that red wine demi-glace that I made?
Okay. Brett looks pretty hungry right there.
Have some roasted onions.
Yeah, she's ready to eat.
About three different types of onions and some garlic.
She's taking it all. She's like listening and taking it all in.
Mixture
right
of vinegar and sugar with some cornichons and red cabbage. In the middle, you have an olive oil potato puree because potatoes are our condiment. And then instead of taking the mushrooms and making a sauce, I shaved the mushrooms down with chives and radish. And I just daintily wet it with some sherry vinegar.
The veins popping out of the neck. He's fired up, that kid.
Oil, if you will, to kind of cover some of the
Jesus, still out of coronary.
And you can enjoy steak and potatoes. And hopefully you like what I did.
Thanks, Mark.
Enjoy. Awesome.
Thank you.
I love clapping, don't I?
I did.
Everybody has a thing. I say fantastic and excellent just pretty much in response to anything.
This
anyone said to me.
I mean, just the presentation is mind-blowing. It's a different...
He shows all the techniques of cooking. Like,
she's really smart.
I can't even remember.
Right.
Yeah.
What blows me away
I didn't think about it. I'm like, I chose all of this. I just did what you did. Like, oh, yeah. I wanted to show the techniques.
Potatoes in a tray, I think.
I don't know.
Right, I mean, he did...
No, Britt was ready. Like, I remember...
Look, do you guys notice anything funny? Caitlin is gushing blood from his...
That's true. The behind me.
He's got a gushing about it. He cut it because he licked his knife. On the steak that was too well done.
Oh, this is good.
Green room.
It was pretty fun. What do you think you did wrong?
I can tell you, on the first one, I left the potatoes off the dish. Well, I made four.
At this point, I was like, I've clearly lost. But
either way, I left the potatoes off the dish.
Let's throw a few jabs on your way out.
Yeah, for sure.
What's up with my hair? I think my wife saw that. She's like, Kimberly saw that. She's like, we got to fix your hair. You got to get a stronger hair. She did it today, by the way.
So. Oh, looking sharp.
Literally woke up this morning at 6 and did it.
I didn't wear a hat today just for you.
Thanks. She's not wearing a visor.
With the cover of the face.
Yeah, that was the idea. That's when I was like, going to jump in and get everything going.
He's like, see, what I did is actually planned for the second round.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I got pressed for time.
Got pressured. Then you heard a judge say she likes sauce, so you're ready to make some sauce.
Yep.
You just kind of go. But I'll tell you what, I was pretty impressed the first course.
I like this little shoot.
It was really good. It made me step up the game a little bit on the second course. I thought you did great on time. The kitchen was great. It's set up really well. It'll be interesting to see what the judges think. I mean, just sometimes because you do more doesn't mean it always wins.
Right.
So you're too humble.
Yeah, you feel pretty confident here, Mark.
So I am. No.
It doesn't work.
No.
Might say
I'm never confident. I'll be honest with you.
Give you a loss, so.
Me, I'm just like, is he fucking with me right now?
No.
Saying this?
No, but you can ask him. 30 years I've been the same way.
It's awesome.
Both chefs. All right. What are your final thoughts? Well, honestly, Drew, I was blown away with what Matt Biondi did today. He just went above and beyond what I thought he was going to be able to bring to the table. His first course was delectable. It was good, maybe a
above
little oversalted, but the guy just nailed it. Honestly, his steak was great. I wish he would have gotten the sauce. If he would have presented everything as I was planning on having the meat speak for itself, I think he might have really scored better for me. I'm not sure how you guys feel.
This is a prison steak.
Instead, he said, I didn't get to the sauces. And then in the meantime, we watched Mark Esty make five different meals. We were wondering why he was moving and grooving while Maddie was going in slow motion. Because
he was prepping. I'm thinking, take it easy on my boy.
Yeah, he's really putting you over here.
He's a great chef in his own right. Yeah. It reminded me of the difference of French Laundry, you know, one of the best restaurants in the world, and like kind of like a random place like Burger Me. So that to me was the difference. Mark S. really
well. So like, I'm gonna say this guy reminds me of some world class dining, and Matt also cooked.
He's physically here.
Or when they get home from a long day at work, I'm really impressed. I think that he took the entree, the salad, but kind of flopped on the main dish. And then obviously Mark Essie, he just makes like cooking on this Z-Line equipment look so flawless and just such at ease. So always impressing me, Mark Essie.
Yeah, she's good. She's a pro.
Both of you guys did really good today.
All right, some good feedback. And Michael, our final judge, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, out of course one in the salad round, you know, I think Matt really stepped out of the gate with a strong foot forward with that carrot tartare. Super interesting, very innovative, and all the classic flavors that you expect. And, you know, and in
like
round one, my salad
was can't argue with that.
And it was missing. And so, you know, I'm not sure how that's going to factor into the rest of it, because in round two, I'm still a little bit toss-up here, because Matt really got a lot of flavor
go
out of
after
that.
Yourself.
Yeah.
I think he's just in it for
herbs, and I really enjoyed
yeah,
it.
I think
and
TV's
work,
sake?
The
yeah.
judge
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
judge
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
lost all
his
credibility
it's,
right there.
It's
going to
be a celebration. We want to thank you both.
I didn't hear what Galen said.
Fantastic. It's French Laundry over here.
Versus Rando Roadhouse.
Judges, we're ready to hear your final decisions. Galen, we'll start with you.
Well, I think Matt did a tremendous job. I'm really proud and impressed with the job that he's done. Unfortunately,
yeah, he did a great job. It was a lot of fun.
And
I was sweating that day for sure.
Same.
I would have to agree, Matt. You did a really great job. But
after watching this, because I don't really get to work with her, she's freaking awesome.
Cheers.
Yeah.
This was a really tough call. You know, Matt was an extremely innovative chef in the kitchen today, and you showed some serious ambition.
He's playing
trying
to
execute
close
the
chest
that
here.
You put out there with or without
the
written down plan. And still managed to deliver some really solid flavors as well that were very, very impressive, even without a sauce. Mark, you kept it classic and clean and managed to show a range of technique, which is something that I've come to know about you over the years, and something that's really impressive from the butchery
Michael's great
to
judge
the
that.
Excellence
he is.
Of the hollandaise,
like,
all the way down to the final plating.
What we need to add to that.
And fortunately for you,
your basting mistake was
it was enough to forgive the potato that was missing from course one. And I am going to also have to give it to you, Mark. Congratulations.
Well, it's a unanimous decision from our judges today. All right, chefs, we want to thank you both for competing in the first Z-Line Chef Challenge.
Where's my award?
Congratulations,
like,
Chef.
Is some kind of, well,
being our first
we should
winner.
Create a...
Matthew, what were your thoughts
you should get pride.
We should create something you can pass around the office.
Yeah.
The chef here. Right, or a pan.
It's a bust of my face.
Oh.
And my hair.
Yeah.
A single tear.
Toilet seat.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. This is just a great time.
Nose will
chef,
pick your taint.
Thank you so much.
Were you feeling relieved at this point that it's like over?
Yeah.
Or,
I showed up. I got stuff
on
done.
Being our
thank
first
you.
Wasn't my best
chef
word.
Challenge
yeah.
winner. What are your thoughts on the day?
I mean, no,
I was proud that
you,
the steaks were.
When I was talking with Matt earlier, he said, you know,
steaks
oh, it's gonna be so easy for you. And
I think we were all really proud. I mean, of both of
you,
honestly.
You might forget a potato. You might burn something. You might lose time. You might break a sauce.
It's because of the equipment, really. Honestly, like you couldn't pull this off at just some crappy
every little piece like
showroom or some non setup showroom. The firepower
thing.
Doesn't have the flow.
Work in my
doesn't
technique,
have all the
work
things
in the
that
plan.
Because
you know,
totally. These are residential appliances, but they were like so fun to cook on.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
the BTUs.
It's kind of why I'm here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I
knew that
I
really
mean, yeah,
well.
Everything,
it up on
the end result was professional on something you can put in your home.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want that RA60. It's so big, but I was like, that thing is so sweet. You cook so much on it.
Not only great appliances, kitchen and bath, but they're also really forward thinking on the things that we show, you know, the things that I'm blessed
Mark,
and lucky
always
to be
the consummate professional in the media
and
training.
I just really love the relationship that we're forming, the things that we get to do together, and whether I'm cooking or talking about food or talking about the appliances, I'm really happy and lucky. So today was a great, great, great challenge, and it was a lot of fun. So I want to thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. Uh-huh. I think your passion uh-huh. reflected today.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yes, we want to thank our competitors and our judges. This is the first Z-Line Chef Challenge, and stay tuned for the next one.
My clap walk off. Judah, my webcam.
No, at that point, I was literally like, I could tell just cameras were switching. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to catch one of them. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was fun
to watch.
No, that was cool. I'm excited to see.
Great job on the cut so far.
Yeah.
Good work. Good work.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. This is just kind of a cool sneak peek behind the scenes of all the action. So definitely make sure you check out the full Z-Line Chef Challenge on the Z-Line Kitchen and Bath YouTube channel. And thanks for joining us on the Appliance Educator Podcast today. Mark, Matt, it was great having you. Thanks,
good
guys.
Good job. Till next time.
Yeah, till next time.
This has been the Appliance Educator Podcast, brought to you by Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow at Appliance Educator for more tips and tricks and advice to keep your home running at optimal performance. If you have any ideas or topics you'd like to hear on future episodes of the show, leave us a comment. Appliance Educator, signing off.